This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues strikes on Gaza as the U.S. says it will block another ceasefire resolution. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Medics and witnesses say at least 18 people are dead following recent Israeli airstrikes across Gaza. The news comes as the U.S. says it'll veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release between Israel and Hamas, envisioning an alternative resolution of the conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to push back. During an Israeli cabinet meeting, a declaration was adopted which rejects international calls for a pathway to Palestinian statehood. Netanyahu continues to stress Israel's efforts won't stop until total victory over Hamas. That means an expansion to Gaza's southernmost town of Rafah, where more than half the enclave's population has sought refuge from fighting. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Pope Francis called for peace in Sudan on Sunday as the Sudanese army claimed its first major advance in 10 months of war, regaining control of part of the city of Omdurman from the rapid support forces. The Pope, during his weekly prayer in St. Peter's Square, said, "I again ask the warring parties to stop this war, which is causing so much harm to the people and future of the country." The Rapid Support Forces has been fighting the army for control of Sudan since April, in a war that has killed thousands, displaced almost 8 million, and sparked warnings of famine. The U.S. has condemned Rwanda's support of the armed M23 group in eastern Congo, whose rebellion has caused the displacement of hundreds of thousands of people. This is